Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, everybody? This is Sova Hender, a Swedish podcast, but this episode is going to be fully English because shit's going down, man. I'm Jonathan Rollins, normal contributor to this podcast, my co-host.
Amat.
And Amat Swedish.
Yeah.
I'm American, living in Sweden for the last 9 years, and we wanted to talk about this Swedengate situation that's going down.
Yeah, usually we do, I mean, you always speak English on this pod.
Yes.
I speak Swedish, but
yes.
Considering the international interest in the Sweden, what was it called?
Swedengate.
Swedengate topic, we need to do it in all English, man. Like you said, you're American,
yeah.
From Miami, just so if any new listeners are wondering,
yeah.
Whereas I'm born in Sweden.
Yes. And you're, how you feel? I want to start with that, man, because I knew about this phenomenon, I guess,
yeah.
Or social quirk, and it shocked me. But when something like this comes into the media about your country, what do you think about this?
About damn time. Sweden needs to get slandered for this. No, but I mean, this is not a new discussion. I mean,
yeah.
We talked about this years ago.
Yeah.
On an old podcast episode,
yeah.
Where we first like introduced you to this topic,
mm-hmm.
That this shit used to happen.
Yeah,
I don't know how it is now, but growing up, it definitely used to happen. Like I don't really remember, and I grew up in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I had one Swedish friend who I got to eat at their crib a couple of times. I mean, there it was normal,
mm-hmm.
But I would say. In general, you didn't get invited for dinner. Like, I've definitely had those moments where you're in the room playing with toys while they eat. And I mean, it wasn't, to me, it wasn't that, like, a traumatic experience or nothing. I didn't really consider, it was so common that you didn't really consider it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sat there playing, kept playing the video games, kept playing the... with the toys,
G.I. Joe and shit.
Yeah.
Hungry stomach growling.
Yeah. But I mean, growing as you become older, I think you realize that, you know, the weirdest thing is that the question wasn't asked.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing if they ask you, hey, you want to eat? And you say no, or you say, oh, no, I got to eat later at home or something.
Yeah.
Then that's no problem. But the thing is that the question a lot of times was never asked.
That's the weird part to me. And like, My family would be trying to overfeed people.
Yeah.
They just like, oh, you want to take this? No, of course you're going to sit down and eat. You know what I mean? And that's why I was shocked. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you recall, but I didn't fully understand what y'all were saying when we talked about it on the pod before.
He was like, surely this can't be correct.
Yeah, I was like, this can't be the issue. But they actually come in and say, wait here, we're going to eat. And they all go eat.
Yeah.
And leave the child. Like, send the kid home.
Send the kid home or
say, we don't have enough food for you.
No, but rather just ask the question. Like, I don't know. It's,
yeah.
But I mean, as you know, I grew up in a very diverse area, like a neighborhood.
Yeah.
I have friends from Slovenia, Peru, Lebanon, Uganda, Bosnia, like Iran, like all over the place.
We get it. You're not racist.
Just wanted to make that clear. No, but the reason I bring it up is because when you went home to their crib, you were always offered food.
So immigrant parents brought their culture here. And their culture was not to,
and that was more equal to what you said. Like, it's, they almost wouldn't take no for an answer. It's like, hey, we're about to eat. I don't care if you're gonna eat later. You're gonna eat, and sure, you weren't forced, but I mean, the question was definitely asked. It was rather almost assumed that, hey, we're eating.
If we're eating, we all eat. And one thing that might happen is, I could see my mom not making dinner until the kid left, you know what I mean? To me, that's the part that's getting a little missed in the whole thing, is like, it's the being a host. It's a bad host to not feed a guest, and your kid's child is a guest. I mean, I'm sorry, your child's friend is a guest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know, I can't. It's hilarious to me. But then again, it matches the a little bit of the Swedish quirks of, like, I think it falls into the whole social anxiety kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I want to come back to the quirks. But I mean, because I've seen that. I mean, so when this happened, the Sweden Gate, like we said, it's not a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
This has been discussed in Sweden, but for some reason, somebody brought it up on Reddit.
Okay,
and they shared their experience of not being offered food, and then it took off, and so it's been blowing up on Reddit, on Instagram, on
Twitter,
TikTok. Supposedly, I don't have TikTok, but supposedly it's big on there too. And what's
Tinder?
Different, what's different this time is that people from outside of Sweden have taken notice and are like, is this really a thing? And a lot of Swedes are getting really fucking defensive.
Yes,
like are really being like annoyed, pissed off, or being like,
we all. Then again, we do this as well. In American culture, we defend our quirks too. But I feel like this is like such an innocent quirk.
And it's
you know what I mean?
Like,
it doesn't seem like it continued. Everybody, and we joked about this privately, but like, this reminds me of how you said, how we talked about how every guy knows a girl who's dealt with sexual assault in some way,
mm-hmm.
but no guy has ever said they sexually assaulted somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that type of thing, because every Swedish person would give me a story about this, or knowing somebody whose parents did this, but nobody's parents actually did it.
Yeah,
it's just hilarious to me, because somebody's doing this shit.
Yeah, no, but and you've seen a lot of people trying to defend this. Some people are trying to make it into a class thing, as in, oh no, didn't have a lot of money growing up, or we only had enough food for our specific family members. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that doesn't really, that's not true. Because like I said, with all the different friends from different countries I had growing up, it's not like their parents were making a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of them were like fucking struggling. Had parents, single moms that were struggling as cleaning ladies and whatnot.
How much rice costs? How much potatoes cost?
And they still offered food. And that's the thing, if you go to different countries, like when I go back to Gambia, it's not like my family has a lot of money there, but they're going to offer you food like a motherfucker.
Everybody food.
So it's not really a class thing, it's a culture thing.
Yeah. And it's okay. It's okay, and it doesn't seem to be there anymore.
Like that's one thing I want to know though. Like talking to kids now. I mean, you got kids. We both got kids.
Yeah,
but mine are still so young. But yours are a bit older. And have you experienced? Have your oldest kid ever had this happen to him?
My son's 8 years old, but he kind of gravitates towards ugly kids. No, other English speaking children.
Mm-hmm.
And so their parents are from different backgrounds. All his friends are like English parents or like Ethiopian, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So he's not racist either?
No, he's like you.
Good to know.
So he always gets offered, like he goes his, there's some Ethiopian family that he hangs out with a lot, and they will overfeed, and we go to pick them up, and they're offering us food when we get there, yeah, too. So it's like, you can't even get away from it. And we just went to my daughter's four, we went to her friend's birthday party, and they were just, they're East African as well, just here, had all types of different stuff, yeah, trying to feed us, made us take some home.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like...
As some are saying, and I think this might be some truth to it, in the sense that it's like almost a politeness thing, mm-hmm, as in you don't want to offer the kid, another person's kid, food because you assume that their, yeah, parents at home are already preparing food for them, and it would be... You don't want them yeah, to eat at your place because then they go home and they're not hungry. But I mean, that's schedule, yeah, and I think there might be some truth to that. But I mean, at the same time, it's such an easy problem to fix. Like, you just call, and I remember doing that a bunch of times. Like, you call home and say, "Hey, mom, I know you're probably making dinner, but can I eat here?" You know what
There's
I'm saying?
There's a commercial for that in America.
Yeah. Well, how did that go?
Stovetop stuffing commercial, classic commercial, and then the kid wants to eat stovetop because it's so delicious. It's bullshit. Oh. But I never ate stovetop. But there's the kid, he wants to have stovetop, and then they figure out which kid's mom in the neighborhood's making stovetop.
Yeah.
And then they call home and tell their mom, "Hey, I'm gonna eat some stove. I'm gonna eat dinner at Brandon's or whatever," and they go and eat that nasty ass stuffing.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Was there anything in the U.S. growing up, even remotely close to this, where you were not invited / offered / you know?
Nah, man. Like, you know what, we deal with my wife and I, we have, of course, you know, my wife's Swedish, and we deal with the clash sometimes of like, and you know me, I'll be like, yo, we're watching football Sunday, I'll meet somebody and be like, yo, come through.
Yeah.
And it feels like it just rocks her world that another person is coming, mm-hmm, unannounced or late announcement, and she's like, but there's 9 people going to be here, and we only have 8 chairs. I'm like,
We got a couch.
We got a floor.
We got chairs in the cellar. Like, we'll figure it out. But the most important thing is somebody wanted to break bread with us or commune with us. Boom, we do that.
Yeah,
it seems like it's such an obvious to me, but with her, she was overthinking it, and I think this is just an exaggerated form of it.
Mm. But like I said, I mean, I've seen a lot of Swedes being pissed off about this, and like I said, being all defensive, being like, "Oh, well, not in my house. We offered food, or not where I grew up." And it's like, it's like the not all men thing. Like, yes. Yeah, sure, not every single Swede is doing it, right. But a lot of you motherfuckers are. Like, just it's just.
And we're telling you, y'all. Yes, we're telling you. It's my experience.
Yes, everybody's telling you. We're not lying. We're not remembering wrong, like somebody wrote us. Yo, saying.
We got to dig into that, man.
Actually, I forgot to translate it, but maybe I can do it live.
Okay. we had some listeners. A lot of listeners are sharing their experiences with us, and that's a cool thing. And one of the common denominators is most of the listeners that had this happen to them, that found it rude, happened to be of different roots.
Yeah.
Than Swedish
roots. Type of like immigrant descent.
Yeah. and it's their fully ethnic Swedish friends who did this to them. And they have seemingly vivid memories. And one was a really hilarious group chat where all of these guys,
yeah,
or all of these people in the group chat were sharing their experiences. It was fun to read that. And then we had some people defending it, and I wanted you to translate
some. Damn, let's see if I can translate this as we go. Where what did she write? There we go. Her first message. Cause this was a reply to a previous comment that we had gotten, where people had, not only were they left in the room, you know, left to play with the toys or whatever while they ate, they said that they had to leave the apartment and stand like outside in the, what do you call it?
In the stairwell.
In the stairwell. And the dude was saying how he sat there for like 40 minutes and the light went dark because he didn't move.
Because his motion system. Sitting in the dark. And he mentioned something that it was the 90s, so he didn't have anything to distract him, like a cell phone or tablet or anything. He's just sitting in the stairwell?
And we had actually like one or two extra people saying that particular thing happened to them. I've never actually heard that before. Like,
you play with toys, right?
Having to leave the apartment. That sounds insane to me. But I mean, I guess. But then somebody wrote, but hey, it's not like anybody wanted the kids to be in the stairwell. The kids were just stupid, being stupid. The parents probably wanted the kid to go out on like the playground outside.
Mm, yeah.
But then the kid just decided to sit in the stairwell.
So blaming the child.
They were free. The kids were free to do exactly what they wanted.
Except for eat. What if they wanted to eat?
And she said it's better to be outside than to be like trapped, I guess, inside the room.
Oh my God.
And I also want to say that kids want to be in the room in order to not have to hang out with the parents or eat the food of another family's food that they might not, you know, like.
This is an interesting point because it's almost self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our food is nasty. Anyway, y'all talk about how our food isn't that good. You don't like sill. You don't like, you know, traditional Swedish foods. We're not even going to bother you with having to deal with having to say no. You know, it's so much overthinking than to just be ask them. And if the kid don't like the food, if they eat one time and don't like it, next time they'll be like, oh, no, thanks. I'll go home. I'll sit in the stairwell.
Yeah, because this whole argument about like, oh, no, the kid doesn't want to sit with us. I mean, nobody is complaining about the fact that a kid decided to say no and sit by themselves in the room playing.
Exactly.
Like, people are complaining about the question not being asked in the first place.
Exactly.
So that's really, you know, the problem. And a lot of it is just, you know, communication. Like, I don't know, this whole message was just super weird. But I mean,
and she refused to understand why people find it weird.
Like, yeah.
The thing is that you're not offering courtesy to your guest or your child's guest that is offered in almost every other culture.
Yeah.
That's all.
And the people being all defensive, what's funny is also, like, you've seen a lot of...
What's wrong with y'all?
A lot of Swedes...
I am so upset.
Yeah, that's how Swedes sounds. But the most upset people are the racists. And, you know...
Really?
Yeah, because, you know...
Get out of my country then?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
I've seen a lot of... And the funny thing is that the racists are usually the people that complain the most about Sweden, because they like to talk about how, oh, immigrants have fucked up Sweden and Sweden isn't what it used to be. Sweden is going downhill. So they complain about Sweden usually a lot.
Okay.
But now that more, I guess, melanated Swedes are
I like that.
Are talking about something...
I'm going to start saying that, melanated Swedes.
Then they get extremely, extremely defensive, and they'd be like, oh, well, don't go home then if you don't like it. You know, I've seen a ton of that shit.
Hey, I know that playbook.
And I even saw somebody, because some American was talking about this, and somebody was like, at least we don't got school shootings. And I'm like, God damn it, can you chill out? Like, it's not that deep.
Always go there, man. We're talking about, that's a running joke in the U.S. too, that you'd be like, man, the British eat beans for breakfast. What is that? And like, well, your kids are all dying, getting shot. It's like, ho, 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 escalation there.
But I mean, it's not really that deep. It's like, I mean, like, all what's happening is Sweden is being slandered, is being dragged, as some people would say.
Yeah.
And everybody gets dragged at some point. Like, now it's just Sweden's turn. And just fucking take the jokes. Like, there's nothing to be all defensive about. Every fucking culture in the world got a bunch of things that are admirable about them and fantastic and great. And they got stuff about the cultures that are not great.
I got one. The Swedes always say, and it's as innocent as this. Every Swedish woman that has spent some time in America and made friends with women in America always say that the women in America overuse "I love you."
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't you hear that all the time? And that, or that we in general, not just the women, but I've heard mostly that the women are like, "Oh, I love you. Oh my gosh, I love you." And people think it's weird and like it's fake. And that's the main thing, but I'm just like, that's just what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's what they do. And that's as equally as quirky as this thing.
Yeah. And just accept the fact that this is a part of Swedish culture. And it's not the prettiest side of Sweden, but it is Swedish. Like, just accept it and stop being so fucking sensitive.
Just sit in the fucking stairwell.
Yes.
And twiddle your thumbs.
And take the jokes.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You know, but I think this is part of, you know, we've talked a lot about throughout the years about like American patriotism.
Yeah.
And you know me, I think it's gone way. I think it's kind of silly sometimes, like how incredibly patriotic Americans are.
Yeah.
And I think I'd say most non-Americans would probably say that about Americans. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Take it down one or two notches. But as you know, I've always said that Swedes are very patriotic as well. It's just
hidden.
Mm. And this whole thing have shown it. Like, how defensive Swedes get is tied to the Swedish patriotism.
I was going
to
say that too.
Where we feel like well, Swedes. I mean, I'm speaking in general, where Swedes feel like deep down inside we are the best country in the world, and we have the best society, and we are better than everybody else.
Yeah,
and that's why this cuts so deep. It's because we're peeking in and seeing the dirt in Sweden, and people don't like that shit.
At least this is the dirt.
Huh?
At least
we don't got school.
It ain't a genocide. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, to be fair, this has, as part of the Sweden Gate, I mean, it started with this whole food thing, but then it took a more serious turn as well, where people started to talk about like Swedish racism and Sweden's colonial.
You didn't do the air quotes.
No, I'm not. Believe me, I'm not doing that shit.
No, I'm just playing.
Swedish racism, Sweden's past as a colonial power, and as Sweden's past as a slave trading country as well. And a lot of, I guess, people outside of Sweden find that really interesting, because the image being portrayed of Sweden to the outside world is that Sweden is this perfect country where there no racism exists. Utopia, yeah. Sweden has never done anything bad. We're just this peace-loving, fucking tree-hugging country.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get to see this shit, and people are like, wait, tell us more about that.
And they're like, no. And that's interesting. Sweden Gate is teaching people about Sweden.
And I think it's important. I mean, I saw somebody, though, they were saying, like, oh, you know, in slavery, Sweden produced the chains used to, I guess, tie slaves up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what usually happens on social media, where you take something and it has a certain amount of truth to it, but then you oversimplify it way too much. You're like, you know, as you know, I wrote a book about like Black and African history recently, and this particular thing was a thing that I wrote about. But Sweden didn't exactly produce the chains, but what Sweden did was they produced something called voyage iron, which was used as a type of currency in the trade with Western and Central Africa at the time. And of course, African countries had they were capable of producing their own iron. They had a long history of doing that. But as the more and more European countries became industrialized, they got the power to produce iron in way larger quantities.
Okay.
And so it became more appealing for African countries to import large amounts of iron instead of, you know, painstakingly producing it themselves.
So outsourcing, basically.
Yeah, in a way. And so Sweden was a very big producer of this voyage iron. And of course, it was used in the trade, and some of it was used to trade with slaves for, you know. But in addition to that, Sweden was just in general a very big iron producer. I think during the 1700s, a majority of all the iron that Britain imported came from Sweden. And of course, iron, you know, you use that in all kinds of different ways, but in one way you used it was to create chains and create even the tools that found their way to enslaved people's hands as they worked in the fields and stuff. And so it's oversimplified to say that Sweden produced the chains, but
you sound mad patriotic right now, man.
No. But you can definitely say that Sweden profited it during this time off of slave trade.
Does Sweden say that?
I mean, this whole thing, and that's why I think it's good that this is brought up, is not really talked about. I mean, it's gotten more talked about in Sweden in recent years.
Okay.
But like growing up, it wasn't really a thing. And I think I see on Twitter now and on social media, people are trying to almost portray Sweden as being equally as bad when it comes to colonialism as other European countries. And I think that's unfair.
Yeah.
But it's equally unfair. I mean, because you can't really compare Sweden to fucking Britain or France and Netherlands and Portugal and all these countries. But it's equally unfair to act as if Sweden had no part in colonialism or slavery. And that's how it was growing up. Like, you first of all, you almost never read anything about Black history or African history. But when you did read a little bit in school about like the transatlantic slave trade, there was no mention that, hey, Sweden also tried its hand in joining this trade. There was no mention of that. And that I know in today that might have changed a little bit. Certain books might have that now. But you know, Sweden tried it twice. At least when it comes to the slave trade, one time in Ghana, in present-day Ghana, where Sweden had the colony Cabo Corso for about 10 years, where they traded in slaves, with enslaved people. And they tried it again in the Caribbean in the 1700s and 1800s.
But didn't they say that, like, they didn't offer the slaves any food?
What? Oh. Yeah, that was the problem.
They were like, how do we do this? You know what? This is too awkward, man. Let's get out of this. they got to eat, but do we ask them? Like,
if we own the slaves, we actually got to feed them. And that's really uncomfortable for us. Let's just get out of this.
No, but that's what we have Sweden Gate.
No, but another thing tied to this, so one thing, up until very recently, this is not really talked about. You know, it's not taught that, hey, Sweden also tried to be a colonial power and also tried to be involved in this transatlantic slave trade. But I also think that now that it is talked about more, it's almost a trend to be like, hey, well, sure, Sweden tried a little bit to trade with slaves, but then we quickly realized that it's wrong and that it's evil and we stopped. And
as
it's
if like it wasn't profit-based.
That's, yeah, but I mean, that's not true at all. Yeah. Like, the reason Sweden stopped was because Sweden sucked as a colonial power or as a slave trading power. Like the colony that I told you about in Ghana,
yeah,
they have the Cape Coast Castle, as it is called. It's still there. You can go visit it. That used to be called Karlsborg after a Swedish king. But the reason Sweden stopped with that was because the Danes took it over after like 10 or 12 years, something like that. And they forced Sweden away. Mm. So had they been better equipped at doing this, then they would have probably stayed there and probably
still had a piece of
gun. Still traded more. I mean, traded more slaves. So it's the reason Sweden stopped is not because we were we were less evil than other countries. We just didn't have the capacity to fucking do it as good as the other countries. Mm. And I think that's an important lesson as well. Because that ties into the whole Swedish patriotic thing. Like, oh, no, we're much less evil than everybody else. Yeah. We haven't really... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, you dropping some gems, man.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... For real, that's why I think it's important that it's kind of talked about. And that's why I think it's funny that Swedes are getting so goddamn upset.
I am so upset.
Well, thanks for dropping those gems, man, and thanks to everybody that was giving us feedback and input on this topic, man. That was it was fun to talk about and informative, man.
Real quick before we go, as you talked about the quirks earlier. Yeah. What are some of the biggest quirks that you think Swedes have, or that you've discovered about Sweden since moving here for almost 10 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, some of the ones I talk about. Especially the greeting, but that could be original. That could be just a Stockholm big city thing. But when I say hello to people, like, people don't speak to each other. They act like they're in their own like personal bubble. There's that. There's the obsession with lines.
Oh, line to form a line.
Form a line, theoretically and physically. Like, it's structure. Maybe, I guess, is the thing. But like when I walk into an electronics store and I try to walk up to the counter and nobody's there, they'll still say, go take a number. Mm. And that, to me, that's weird. That goes right into just like common courtesy, I would think.
Mm.
But common courtesy isn't so common.
Because that forming a line stuff happens at the bus stop too, you know?
Yeah, people will physically form a line. I think I got some on my social media. People just in a line, physically, standing in a line, like... head behind head at a bus stop and the bus ain't there yet. Yeah. Like, what are y'all doing? Forming a line at the airport.
Yeah.
When you waiting, if you're going to Sweden, and I've seen the person at the reception freak out because the
there's no line here.
Yeah, no, I'm talking no. about the person at reception. Like, please, everybody, sit down until your section is.
Oh, you mean like
they
that?
Created their own line, and the person we're like in Atlanta or something, and they're just like, on the everybody stop making a line. Jeez,
you niggas are crazy.
Exactly. And then another thing is leaving the last piece of food.
Oh yeah, that's a big one.
And the piece of food is not for the guest. why don't they give that piece to their no. kid's friend? But no. So think about this. While you're sitting in the stairwell, hungry, playing with your thumbs, there's one piece of food sitting there because nobody takes the last piece of food anyway.
And it's not for you.
And it's not for you. So like that's another thing that I noticed. And these are all pretty harmless.
Yeah.
They're pretty hard, but they're quirks that are social quirks. And there's a big, I guess it's a little deeper, but the fear of conflict is a very Swedish thing. People do so many things to avoid direct conflict.
And also the thing about Swedes being so defensive about this right now, and you can see in general, like there's a clear divide, I think, between, and again, I'm speaking in general terms here, but between ethnic Swedes, so to speak, mm-hmm. and Swedes that have some sort of immigrant background, because the last group is like most of them that I've seen, they just think this is funny. They just feel like, hey, finally somebody is talking about this, or finally this is being exposed to the outside.
Wait,
world.
Which group? Do you?
The people with immigrant backgrounds.
Okay, yeah.
Because we've all been experiencing it growing up, and it's like funny to see other people, sort of, what's the word? Agreeing with us how insane it is.
It's a confirmation of these feelings that you've had all these years, man. It's great.
But even Swedes that are defensive, like we usually when Swedes go abroad, like if they go to the States, they always come back like, oh, it's so nice how everybody's so nice to you. Oh, they, you know, they like that shit.
Yes.
So why now act like do you know what I'm saying?
But that might be why it doesn't seem to be the thing anymore, and why people don't admit that their folks did it.
Mm.
I haven't met anybody who's personally said that their parents did it, but they'll say that some of their friends' parents did it.
Yeah.
So that might be why. It's a stain on the Sweden's identity.
Yeah, yeah. On this perfect Swedish identity. Perfect.
This euphoria might leave you hungry at your friend's house.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it.
At least you got healthcare.
Exactly.
And no school students. All right, man. But thanks for checking us out. We appreciate it. And we'll be, anytime something Sweden is in the big international stage, we'll talk about that in English. So keep an eye out for it. Solva Hända, which means what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
peace.
Peace.